vice president came out yesterday for a national update from his COVID crisis center, the one his president used to give every day until the blowback got too wild for his hairspray to handle. So he just declared the war on coronavirus a victory, told us to go back to work, go to church, go celebrate in a bar, forget about wearing a plague mask. We did. Well, Republican states did. Of course, now they're in full backtrack. Their contagion statistics approaching total panic. 9,000 yesterday in Florida, 16,000 the past 3 days in Texas, 40,000 seat of shining sea, hospital units approaching overload. Trump sat this update out, let his number two come out to give faint praise. I'm all for sunny optimism. Give a pep talk to the troops, offer hope, offer prayers, offer stimulus money, all fine and candy. But sunny optimism when you're standing in a rainstorm that's about to become a flood? Ignorance is bliss to some, but when I see all these folks down at the grocery store declaring their freedom, their God-given independence, by refusing to wear a mask because their fearless leader won't wear one, it makes me wonder what brand Kool-Aid or light beer I need to avoid, like the plague. Pence commended his boss multiple times. Things would have been so much worse without his valiant leadership. You know, the sadness of watching a moron praise an even bigger moron is beyond words. The kids are testing positive for the virus, and the kids don't die as easily as us old coots. That, said the perpetually smiling Mr. Pence, was real progress. Forget about these youngsters spreading it far and wide. Forget that the deaths in the land of the slave, home of the screed, are the highest in the world, by far. Forget that the simplest of preventions, wearing a mask and avoiding close contact, would make all the difference in the world, but no, these yahoos ignore scientific evidence and hope that shutting their eyes and saying, I wish it were, would restore a free-falling economy back to pre-pandemic levels. Stupid is as stupid does. They tell me an election is at hand, a referendum on leadership. Now that our president has defeated the virus, he's turned to themes of law and order, illegal immigration, voter fraud, all those divisive tactics that landed him in the White House in the first place. Folks were so tired of government, or what they were told was government incompetence or government conspiracy, they rolled a dice on a huckster who said he would drain the swamp, little knowing he would just fill his swimming pool. It's raining in America, and this guy has made sure the government is hampered and constrained. No umbrellas for you. He wants ratings. He wants you to love him. He wants all those without doing one damn thing for you. Asked what his agenda would be for a second term, he doesn't have a single item on a non-existent list. What he said was, experience is an important word, a very important word, almost as important as talent. Both very important, maybe impossible to tell which is more important. He sure couldn't. And he sure couldn't tell you why he wanted a second term. Here's a word, a very important word he does understand, more, maybe more understanding than you can believe. Fired. This apprenticeship was a bust. Go home, loser.